Well, I'll listen on here. I'm going to try this TX menu item 34, TX-AB, transmit infection. That you're transmitting select. It's intriguing. Anyways, I'm just goofing around. Actually, I do have a, if I can get it to work, I do have a plan for it. But there you go. Thanks. This is an amazing little radio, I'm telling you. It's just amazing what you can do with it. But it goes far beyond the manual. Thanks, Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox.
Victor at Coast 7 with C-Fox. Thank you, Rick, and that is kind of cool. I had a UV5R, and we sold it before I even had a chance to try it out, but I know they're very, very popular radios. It was my it's always been my understanding you had to have a dual receive HT to do that, but I guess there's some workarounds for it maybe. And so keep playing with it. Man, that's what this hobby is all about, is trying stuff and seeing if you can make it work. That's really cool. And thank you, N2DYN, for your comment there. Every little bit helps. So we also had a question from November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec. Moy in Houston. You still there, Moy?
Yeah, N5, ZIQ. I appreciate Mike. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's still 60 degrees down here in Houston, so we're not doing too bad just yet, but it's going to get chilly tomorrow. And overnight tonight, of course, but you know, you can still find Panasonic Toughbook out there, and they're still quite available. They're not too bad on price either. Depending on what you get with it, you know, you price it up. But I just wanted to let you know about that. My question, let me break real quick. Right in 5ZIQ returning. My question was basically, I'm interested in setting up some kind of monitoring device, such as a little SDR type device that will pick up the an ADS-B signal from an aircraft. I'm very much into flying myself. I'm not type rated like you are, I'm sure, but I believe that. That the MCDU in most of the aircraft nowadays is transmitting enough data where you can receive that and actually be able to plot that into the different programs that are available, the different software that's available. Have you had any experience with that, Mike? N5ZIQ Moy, back to KM5Y. Go ahead.
Hey, Moy, I have not messed with that. I have an SDR play that I use once in a while. Is SDR play the software or the unit? I can't remember which, but I know when I was setting that up and using it some that I read a lot about some add-ins for ADS-B, and I never messed with that, but there are people that do that. I've recently started using, let me reset. Kilo Mike 5, Inky. Always great to talk to a fellow pilot. I found this website, ADS-B Exchange, that I've been using just to mess around with once in a while. And it's free. If you Google it, you probably already know about it, ADS-B Exchange. And it's kind of like Flight Radar 24, except it shows a whole lot more information. It's really fascinating. And I noticed it was pulling stuff down from the MCDU, which blew my mind. And now that's really cool. So I would be very interested to know what else that pulls down from the MCDU, because I think that's fascinating. And maybe you know more about that. But I know there's some add-ins for the SDR play device I have, and I guess the software is SDR Uno that I use. I use it just for getting monitoring other bands on HF and even VHF once in a while. But I've read that people get the add-ons for ADS-B. Have you heard of that, Moy? KM5Y, over to you.
Comment N5AQM.
N5AQN. Go ahead, Mike.